According to the Rural Health Information Hub, 178 health clinics care for the nearly 1.8 million Michiganders who live in rural areas in both the Upper and Lower Peninsulas. A documentary called The Providers debuts on WKAR-TV tonight. It explores the challenges of providing adequate health care in rural and poor communities in Las Vegas, New Mexico. We held a screening last month at WKAR, and among those in attendance, Joyce Fetro, a recovery coach and advocate based in Gaylord, Michigan. And Joyce is on the line with us now. Welcome to WKAR.
Hi, thank you.
Joyce, we know Gaylord has about 3,600 people. What do you do there?
Well, in the area where I live, I serve as a recovery coach to people that live within the 21-county region of NMRE. And so that's, you know, the Iosca County line all the way across to the Manistee line, everything north up to the Mackinac Bridge. I take field calls all the time from other coaches. How can I help people get access into services?
It sounds like there's just a huge area that you're serving. What are some of the challenges of administrating health care in a small community in northern Michigan?
The first one is going to always be transportation. And with transportation, if you don't have transportation, many of these counties don't have a public transportation or a bus system. So then it's going to be access to services. Even if they can gain access to services from a family member or a friend, getting to a primary care physician appointment, the next barrier that those individuals face that may be suffering with, you know, maybe substance use disorder or another chronic reoccurring health condition is going to be maybe some stigma that's attached to that, either by the medical staff, the health clinic staff, or their primary care physician themselves.
We are talking with recovery coach and advocate Joyce Fetro. Let's listen to this brief excerpt from the film about a doctor in New Mexico who is treating a pregnant woman who is also recovering from drug abuse.
I mean, it's always there in the back of my mind. The pills or whatever else.
Okay.
But knowing I'm pregnant, like, I wouldn't want to do anything to put them in jeopardy.
The general media perception of women who use drugs during pregnancy is that they're selfish, awful people who don't care about their baby at all. But when you actually talk with the women, the vast majority are so desperate to get drug-free so that they can take care of their baby, but they're just overwhelmed by it.
That was an excerpt from The Providers, a documentary airing tonight on WKAR-TV. On the phone with me right now is recovery coach and advocate Joyce Fetro. Is it hard to recruit and retain folks, you know, doctors and other healthcare providers?
It is, because we're so much far in the north. There is going to be a commute. People are looking for, you know, access for restaurants or school systems, not knowing much about it. And when you get further north, a lot of those communities are going to become resort towns. Now, some of them are resort towns in the wintertime with the ski resorts, but we have a bad winter and, you know, you're not going to be able to enjoy those opportunities that are available to you. But moving that far north is usually a huge barrier for a lot of people. I know in many other cases in health departments, treatment centers, or even medically assisted recovery centers, we do struggle with finding doctors to come to that area. They might come there for a vacation, but it's the weather sometimes in the winter, and the winters are harsh, that prohibit doctors from wanting to live in a community like that.
Let me ask you, why do you stay in Gaylord and continue your role and not move to a larger area in the state or in the country?
I completely love the country setting. I adore and enjoy snow. I love the weather where, you know, it causes a little bit of chaos maybe in a Walmart store where everyone's like flocking to get batteries and bottled water where they think there might be a power outage. I sit back and just watch a little bit of that chaos. I live in a home that we are sustainable if the power goes out. You know, we're able to survive for days at a time if needed. But I also run a small farm at my home, so I wouldn't be without any of those comforts, is what we would call them.
Well, we want to thank you, Joyce Fetro, recovery coach and advocate in Gaylord. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you for your time.
And you can watch the documentary, The Providers, about rural healthcare. It is an Indy Lens special that airs tonight at 10 on WKAR-TV 23. For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick.